You all know that on Easter, I always start out with what we're used to saying, Hallelujah, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Well, I'm not going to do that today. But instead, my sermon starts out as, He was dead. He was dead indeed. They had seen him beaten. They had seen Jesus crucified. They had seen him buried in a tomb. He was dead. Dead. And with him died all their dreams and all their hopes, everything that they believed in. They had given everything to this man, Jesus. Their past, their present, and even their future up until 3 days ago, it seemed like things were going okay. Okay. All he had asked of them was to have faith. To have faith in a mystery. A gigantic mystery. And that's why we're here today. And to some extent, they did understand it. After all, they had seen the impossible. The impossible. They had seen a blind man see. They had seen a lame man walk. They believed in their hearts, in the things they could actually see. They believed those things, but not anymore. Now their beliefs were as dead as their master. There was nothing to do but go home, to leave their hopes, to leave their dreams, and just leave. Just get out of here. He was dead. Unless it was true what Mary had seen. She had seen an empty tomb. She had seen the unoccupied grave clothes. She had seen two men in dazzling white robes asking her, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen." If that were the case, and he wasn't dead, well, he'd have to be alive. If he was alive, then everything was going to be all right. Everything was going to be okay. Their hopes and dreams would be restored. So here's the dilemma on this Easter morning. If he is dead, if he's still in the grave, in the tomb, our hope and dreams are shattered, and we might as well just leave. We might as well go home. Or if what Mary reports today in the gospel reading is true, then hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
I want it better than that. Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Yes, indeedy, everything is going to be all right. Our hopes and dreams can be restored. It is faith in the mysteries of God that save us. That's what saves us. The plain fact is that you are here today. Today on Easter morning because of the glorious mystery of Christ's resurrection. That's why you're here today. The mysteries of life are what make life fascinating and worth living. The mysteries of God are the only thing that we can count on to make our hearts pound with excitement. You know, I love the mysteries of the world. And you got to think about some of this stuff here. How about trees that go to sleep in the fall? And somehow they know when to wake up and grow new leaves in the spring. How do they know that? How do they know that? Look at flowers. Do they have some elusive knowledge, knowing when to die and when to rise again? Think of a single corn seed that once in the ground and put in at the right time with the right amount of mixture of sun and rain can turn into a stalk full of corn. How does that happen? Who knows? How does that happen? Caterpillars turn into butterflies. That is just fantastic. That's amazing. Birds that migrate thousands and thousands of miles without a GPS to guide them where they're going. Fish that swim upstream. And what about those babies? Oh, yes, those babies that start from the meeting of two tiny cells and know just how to divide. How to divide into individual parts and organs that make up a human baby body. That's quite exciting. How does that happen? Who's in charge of all that? Today we have the privilege of looking back over hundreds of years, even thousands of years, and understand how all Scripture fits together perfectly. It's like a mystery. It's a mystery that gives us a complete picture. We see the birth of baby Jesus. We see our Lord baptized in the Jordan River. We hear words from God. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. We see many and many miracles in our life. We hear the words of Jesus foretelling what was to happen. We see our Lord beaten, hanging on a cross. We see his body buried in a tomb. We hear the stone roll over the entrance of the tomb and sealed then from robbers. But the mystery, my friends, has only begun. It really has only begun. We are witnesses to the empty tomb. But the mystery has only begun. We have the privilege to know that this is just the beginning. It's just the beginning of the story. Spend some time this week, later today maybe, spend some time in thought and in prayer, contemplating really what has God done for you. And I can guarantee you, if you think about it, God has done something for each and every one of you in just the recent past. You may not recognize it yet. That's a mystery that happens to us as well. Ponder the wonder and the beauty of the empty tomb. He's still not in there. He's gone. He has risen. Let your hopes and dreams be reignited by the amazing mystery of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Claim that mystery of the resurrection as your own. Have a little faith. A little faith. The faith of a mustard seed in the promises of God who brings new life, and let God do the rest. Only faith, you see, can explain the mysteries of our God. Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Amen.